בוקר טוב, ערב שבת שלום, תזכו לשנים רבות, נעימות וטובות. It feels unbelievably good to begin the Torah fresh. ברוך השם, הקדוש ברוך הוא gave me the זכות to serve as חתן בראשית. So, ברוך השם. Yeah, thank you, thank you. ברוך השם. So, but we're all חתנים. שתבח שם, we're all starting the Torah fresh. And, you know, it wasn't always like this. In Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says, Masechet Megillah, the minhag was to finish the Torah every 3 years. In Bavel, they did every year. So, anyway, we know that today is the yard, today Kafei B'Tishri is the yard site of the Heilige Kedushas Levi. The Kedushas Levi was a very good friend and even sort of a Talmid of the Ba'al HaTanya. You know, they're both Talmidim of the Magid Mimezvich. So the was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. So the Sefer HaTanya, a large portion of the Sefer HaTanya explains how we are chelek Elohah mima'al. We are, our neshamot are hewn from the Kisei HaKavod, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Torah tells us, Vayipach be'apav nishmat chayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu infused us with a, you know, a part of himself. Anyway, mikol makom, the Pasuk tells us in Mishlei, Ner Adonai Nishmat Adam Chofes Kol Chadrei Batim. The candle of Hashem is the neshama of man, which means that we have to understand the Sichot Musar tells us something very interesting. He says, yes, we are all imbued with the Chelek Elohim Ma'al, but which is the candle of Hashem, which is the neshama. If we have to understand that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu feels the need to infuse us with his neshama, which is his candle, that must mean that the darkness within ourselves is so great that he needs to chase it away with that neshama, with that heilige candle. We see this time and time again in the Torah Kedoshah. If you look for a second, and then I'll get to the actual parasha, in the beginning of Sefer Yoshua, Sefer Melachim, I'm sorry. It says, we know that when Yoshua entered Eretz Yisrael and they conquered Yericho, Yoshua made a chirim and a curse. What did he say? That anybody who would build up Yericho after it was conquered and destroyed, what would he do? Bury his children. There's a gentleman in Sefer Melachim by the name of Chiel Beta Eli. And he took it upon himself to rebuild Yericho post the curse of Yoshua bin Nun. And the Navi over there says, באווירם בחורו יסדה, ובסגוב צעירו הציב דלתיה, כדבר אדוני אשר דיבר ביד יהושע בן נון. He had 10 sons, and when he started to build, when he started to, you know, rebuild Yericho, his Bechor died, and when he put up the final doors on Yericho, his last son died. This guy wasn't stupid. You better believe that, and he was also, he wasn't shogeg, he understood, he heard very well what Yehoshu said, and yet he continued, what does it mean, Rabotai, to go? And he sees one by one his children are dropping dead bar minan. And he just continues and he goes and he goes and he goes. Is that stupidity? What is that exactly? The Sichot Musar says that's a prime example of the darkness that can take hold of a person. A person can have such darkness inside that he knows what Yehoshua said, but he's in the dark. He says, no, no, no. It's coincidence. It's happenstance. A person sees bar minan, one child after another going, and he doesn't make the connection between that and the curse. That's an example of the tremendous darkness that can take place in a person's inside a person. We see towards the end of this week's parasha, we know that the Ramban points out, "Vayeve Kain mipiri adama minchal Hashem." We know that the Ramban writes on this pasuk that Kain and Hevel were on such great madregot, they're on such high spiritual levels, just one generation after Yetzir Kapav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon, mamash from his own hands, from scratch, Yesh Me'ain, and they were his children. And they were so great that even without being commanded, they were able to understand on their own, they were able to be, you know, they had this revelation of what korbanot are. Ramban says that's how great they were. And not only that, who is greater? The Torah says, Veheve Levi gamhu min bechorot sono mechel vehin. Right? Hevel also brought a korban, which means that what? Hevel was only a tag along to whose korban? To Cain's korban, which means to a certain extent, Cain's understanding or, you know, his revelation of what korbanot were was even greater than that of Hevel. And yet, what happened? The Torah says, Vayisha Hashem el Hevel ben Minchato, el Cain ben Minchato, lo sha'a. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned and accepted Hevel's korban, but not that of Cain. Why? What happened? Was it because one brought vegetables and one brought animals? No, mapitom. Each one brought from what they dealt with. Cain was a farmer. Hevel was a shepherd. So that's what they did. Rashi HaKadosh quotes the Midrash and he says, that's not why HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejected Cain's korban. Why was it? It says over there, yeah, here's the pasuk. Vayaveh Cain miperi ha'adama mincha la'ashim. He brought from the fruits of the ground, from the vegetables. Says Rashi, migarua shebapirot. What did he bring? From the worst of his vegetables. What did Hevel bring? Mibechorotzono, from the best of his animals. It wasn't necessarily the material of what they brought, but it was what? The quality of what was brought. Now, what do you see from here? It's such a strange, bizarre idea. Cain was so great, he understood on his own the idea, the necessity of bringing Korban LaHashem. And yet when push came to shove, crunch time, when he needs to bring the Korban, which Korban does he bring? Garbage. The worst. How can that be? A person who realizes on his own without being commanded. And he was also the Rebbe of Hevel with regards to Korbanot. And the Rebbe, what kind of Korban does he bring? Junk. How does that work? Says the Sichot Musar, welcome to mankind. Welcome to humanity. You have a irbuvia. You have a mixture, a conglomerate of light and darkness. The idea, yeah, I got to bring a korban, and the darkness of, let me bring junk. In the same person. You see also, in Cain himself, what happens? Then Kadosh Baruch Hu, after he killed him, what happened? He got upset. He got upset afterwards, but even before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him and he says, Lama achar alach v'aicha l'kain ma'od v'aipelu fanav. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks him, why are you so upset? Why was Cain so upset? You decided to bring the junk. Why are you upset? Because post facto, he understood that he did something wrong, which means what's back? Originally, he understood he had to bring a korban. Or he brings junk. Choshech. He feels bad about it. What's that again? That's the itgabrut. That's the overcoming of the light over the darkness. You see, mankind is one constant struggle of light and darkness. And we have to be on our toes at all times. Mash, on guard to make sure we don't falter. You see, we see this many, many, many times. And then what again? He kills him. He kills his brother. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him and he says, Evel achicha, where is he? And he says, Ma, Ashomer achi anochi. Yeah, you're trying to outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Are you serious? Again, what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is addressing you. Where's your brother? Why couldn't he tell him to begin with, I killed him? Eventually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kol demei achicha zo'akin anai min ha'adama. The blood of your brother is screaming to me. What happened? Choshech again. You see, in the same parasha, look at what's going on. This is the second generation. And even by Adam Rishon, you see Or and Choshech. Yitzir Kapav, you see, Mamash, Malachim were roasting meat and pouring him wine because they thought that he was, you know, they had a hard time differentiating his high madrega from that of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then what happens? Boom, it's a da'at. A person has to constantly be on guard from these kind of things because the Yetzer Hara, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. We are dancing around, it's like a ballet session between you're one hair's breadth away from chit. That's the way it always is. There's so many more ayot, but these are just some. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, mamash like the pasuk says, Halo im tetiv se'et. If you do good, you'll be able to carry the burden that I give to you. Ve'im lo tetiv, and if you don't do good, lafet achatat rovetz. The Yetzer Hara is constantly there, gunning you, waiting for you to fail, so you can dance on your blood. That's what he loves. And if you think about it, there's a Gemara. In the beginning of Bava Tera, the Gemara says, the Yetzer Hara, Satan, in Malach HaMavet, they're all the same. The Yetzer Hara does what? Coerces us to sin. Then once we sin, the Satan comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and prosecutes. And then after he prosecutes and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sentences us to death, who does he send to get us? The Malach HaMavet. In law, this would be called entrapment. You know that? You know what entrapment is? When you catch a guy and you set him up for a fail, sometimes that's inadmissible as evidence. You can't use that as a crime. But with regards to Avodat Hashem, entrapment is legal. The Yetzer Hara tries to get us, the Satan prosecutes, and the Malach HaMavet comes to get us after Me'a Be'esmin. You see, this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zekot Et Yisrael. Otherwise, if we didn't have these tests, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't be able to, forget about punish us, but he wouldn't be able to reward us either, because we'd be moftchor for all eternity, which is not fun. Yeah, that's moftchori. All right, that's the party. The freeloader party is called what?
Yeah.
Moftchori, right? That's the, huh? That's busha v'chaypa. In Olam Abba, I know some people are listening, they might, you're not supposed to say that, but you know, really, for a person to come to Olam Shekuloto, eternity, and get things for free, is very shameful. It's not a good feeling when you get things for free. That's why Be'emet, why things Shlomo HaMelech said, Sone Matanot Yechiyeh? Not only that, big tzaddikim, the Gemara is full of stories of tremendous tzaddikim, Geone Olam, that would never, ever take things for free. Why? Because it's a terrible midah to accustom oneself to taking things for free. That's another shmuz in Parashat Chayei Sarah that the Sichot Musar said. That's a totally different shmuz. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to be moftchor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to be freeloaders. La'ad ulomei olamim. Therefore, He set the world up in such a way that every single step in life, and even in the same person, and even mamash seconds difference from one another, it could be gabrut, it could be overcoming of light, and then it could be overcoming of darkness, and back and forth, and back and forth, and that's the story of our lives. Obviously, we have to try our best for the or to win out against the choshech a majority of the time. That's what we call a tzaddik, because if the choshech is winning, then that's what we call a rasha. But at the end of the day, at least to be benonim, and you know, to tip the scale with the or, that's what we see. Mamash, Adam Rishon, Kain, Hevel, we see this is what's going on. When did Avodah Zarah start, Avotai? Enosh. Third generation of the world, fourth generation. Third, Adam, Sheet, Enosh. Third generation. They knew what Kadosh Baruch Hu was. Their grandfather was created, Yitzir Kapav Shana Kadosh Baruch Hu. And all of a sudden, what happened? They started going off. Avodah Zarah, what happened? Why again? Orin Choshev. Yeah? Next week's parasha. Kadosh Baruch Hu destroys the world because they were engaged in all sorts of disgusting acts. One generation right after what? Try to rebel against Hashem. Dora Pelaga. What's wrong with you guys? You just, the whole mankind and the entire world just got deleted. What is wrong with you people? Answer is what? That's how Kadosh Baruch created us. You have to be, take nothing for granted, and don't think the Yetzer Hara is a fool. He's not. And he'll try to get us, and he will get us, if we're not on our guard at all times. Rabotai, Tizkur Shem Rabot, Na'imot V'Tovot, have a happy and healthy winter, Bezat Hashem. I said in my Ne'ilat HaChag Shmuz that, from Motza'e Simchat Torah, there's 2 months and 1 day until there's any semblance of any holiday or anything in Am Yisrael. For now, for 2 months, 2 complete months, Mar Cheshvan, and the vast majority of Kislev, no Chagim, no yamim tovim, not even ta'aniyot, klum, nothing. You know why? Rav Miller used to say, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's parting gift from us after the chagim. We're very busy with mitzvot v'zeh. Hashem says, now I'm going to give you peace and quiet. For 2 months, only Torah. Only learning. There's nothing else on the menu. There's nothing else on the agenda. Only Torah. Huh? Torah and poppers. Nachon. Yeah? Tov, rabotai, Shabbat shalom. Huh? School שם רבות נעימות וטובות.